Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with our friend Colina here on a Sunday against the Corpus Christi Hooks. And Colina, the good times are rolling right now. We've had so many fun games this season and fun comebacks, but last night felt like another level that this team is just never, ever out of it, right?
It's like I always say, man, I'm so proud of these young kids. They play 27 outs, and this is what it's all about. You don't know what to expect. Like, the game is over and two is over. You know, and I'm so proud of this group. Like, it's a different feel, it's a different vibe. You know, they want to win, they're competing, they're playing their best baseballs, and the game is never over, to be honest. And it was an incredible game. It was kind of hard to believe. Down by four, one out, and they came back and win.
Yeah, it was incredible. And Ortiz alone this month has a pinch hit walk-off home run, and then with two outs, ties the game last night. I mean, we know that he's a veteran presence and a guy that knows how to hit, but that's a different level of clutch.
You know, he just delivered in the right moment. And I will say this again, like, he has that experience in the DR. That's basically his job in the DR. Like, come in, play defense, lay in the game, pinch hit against the tough pitchers. Like, and he just put a good swing and that fastball right there, and he just forced us to go to the extra inning.
I know you guys always say we got to take it day by day. The division lead now is 5 games. It just feels like everybody is so locked into, we are the team that is going to win this second half. It just feels like this clubhouse is super united in that goal. Would you agree with that?
100%. They feel it. They feel it. It's a playoff vibe right away. Like, even I was walking in this morning, we had like a 7-10 guys already, Sunday morning game, and it's like the music is going, and like they're screaming and dancing. It's like, it's fun. I would say this is where you play the game. Like, they feeling it. They're getting closer and closer, and I know for sure they will deliver.
And I think there's an extra level of confidence around here when it's David Hageman's start day. He starts for the second time this week. He pitched great again on Tuesday. And last week in Tulsa, I asked Todd Green, what's his secret sauce? And his response was, he's just good. And that's got to be comforting to have him out there today.
Yeah, he's the best arm, basically. One of the best starting pitcher we have in the Oregon. You know, his mound presence, the way he handled, like, the way he pitched. Like, he's a smart kid, know how to pitch, and he's nasty. And, of course, trying to finish the series with him in the mound, of course, the expectations are high.
Today's the last game of August. Tureen's hitting 400 this month. It's a full month of him hitting 400 with almost an 1,100 OPS. What have you seen him unlock offensively to pair it with his amazing defense at shortstop?
You know, we were talking about him last night. Like, for his 21 years old, he's so mature. The way he handled himself, like a big leaguer already, and you can see that. But he's the guy, like, he's visual. He checks his videos, like, with Ty, and they get to the bottom, like, what are you doing right, what are you doing wrong? And, like, he's been consistent. Like, he works so hard. And Tureen, to me right now, he's just swinging good pitches. He's not missing it. Then he simplifies his swing. You know, he don't try to do too much. He's using the entire field, like driving the ball opposite field. I'll be hanging on top of the zone. He just drives it less in the field. He just don't try to do too much, and he's on the control. So it's more from A to B. That's it.
That's it. You mentioned big leaguers. Speaking of big leaguers, your friend David Peralta was here for a few days. That's got to be cool to have him here, and he was taking live ABs yesterday.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for him, man. We basically grew up together. We practiced together. I threw way too many BP when he was with the Diamondbacks. And, you know, he said, I'm going to come and see you. He played with Jake Lamb. And so, you know, it's so nice always to have those guys with crazy knowledge, experience, and talk about the game after the game. And, you know, they went to the cage and talked to the players. And, you know, it's, you know, for them to take their time and kind of like, come here, talk to the players, giving a little advice here and there, what they went through. And it's so cool, man. Like, I love those guys.
I wanted to ask you about Dawson Brown. He's become a really important reliever for this team. He gives you two or three innings basically twice a week. Three more great innings two nights ago. Can you just talk about what he has meant for this bullpen and what role he's been able to play?
He's nasty, man.
Yeah.
You know, he's big time East-West. You know, like, for me, if he stay healthy, he got a pretty good chance to play in the big league. He's, I don't know, man. Like, it's just tough to pick the ball. This is what the hitters say. Like, the sinker is, it moves like crazy. And the best part, like, when we got him, he was a little bit wild. Yeah. Now he's making adjustment. Gabby's doing incredible job with him, trying to simplify his mechanic too, don't trying to do too much. Then he's throwing more strike. If you throw a strike, you throw, and you have a nasty sinker, you're going to get people out. And it's basically what he's doing right now.
Last one. We're going to Frisco after the game tonight in what could potentially be a playoff preview series if we take care of our business down the stretch. But at this time of year when everyone's grinding through it, it's really important for the boys to have an off day where they can really settle in a nice place like Frisco, right?
That was my goal, like for them to go, have a good time, reset, forget about baseball. Frisco is one of the best seating in this league, and I want them to have fun and enjoy. And again, we want to do our best, and we want to send the message right at the gate. Like, if we win the second half, we're going to face them, and we just need to set the standards. So let's see what we got next week.
Colina, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.